Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
This week, you delved into a story of a woman named Linda and you shared about the hardships that her own life had gone through. But you started off by saying to us in your heartbeat that Jesus comes to us in our personal story and that Jesus wants to be with us in our lives, but that also he knows the depth of our lives. He knows everything about us.
Yeah, he knows our past, our present, and our future. And he comes to us in any of those sections, say, to make us whole, to heal us, to bring us to, I guess, draw us into who God created us to be. And then to perfection, to himself. He calls us to himself. So in the story, Linda needed healing from even when she was a baby in the womb. And, I mean, she probably realised, you know, well, she knew the relationship with her biological mother wasn't good, let alone a biological father that she found out, you know, when she was 5 or 6 years of age. But and God knew all of this. And later, as she grew in life, put her in a position to actually heal all those areas.
You shared from the book of Matthew chapter 12, verse 20. You said this scripture verse, "He will not break a bruised reed or quench a smouldering wick until he brings justice to victory." And this is talking about Jesus coming and that he will give us healing and he will bring us victory.
And Jesus is so merciful. You know, it made me question, you know, think. Sometimes you meet someone and they're always angry and grumpy. I often think, what happened in their life to make them angry and grumpy? So do I have enough kindness and mercy to display to them that I'm kind to them and loving? Because God needs to heal something in their life that made them angry and grumpy all the time. I mean, they chose to be angry and grumpy. Could have been when they were a child or when they were older, a teenager or a young adult. But whatever stage, why? God didn't form us to be angry and grumpy. So they must have been bruised and broken at some stage and then they chose to be angry and grumpy, maybe to protect themselves, to ward off anyone coming near them anymore. I know it was like their choice, so God's got to deal with that in their heart too. But God comes and he sees the broken, he sees the bruised, he sees the destitute, he sees the ones who often, not for their own they didn't choose the circumstances they're living in. They didn't choose the families they're in or what's happened to them. But God can come and heal that.
What I liked is when you shared the story of Linda going to Lourdes and she went to the baths where you can go in and some people have experienced physical healing.
Yes.
But her experience was more about the going back into her mother's womb.
Mentally, spiritually healing.
And Our Lady Mary came to her. And through God, gave this lady mental and spiritual healing. It made me think of the story of the paralytic who, when Jesus was around, his friends took their friend, the paralytic.
Yeah, down
through
the roof.
The man was paralyzed and, yeah, they lowered him, rather, through the roof. But the first thing that Jesus did when he healed him is he said, "Your sins are forgiven."
Yes.
He didn't physically heal him.
To get up and
like
walk,
that wasn't
yet.
The first healing.
Yes.
The first healing was your sins are forgiven.
Yes.
And then, yes, he gave physical healing. But that's because it's the internal heart
that God's worried more about
we need
than anything
more
yes.
than the other. So this woman was not physically healed.
No.
Not from what you said. But the healing that she did need is what
internally.
Jesus did for her. Yeah. Yeah. And then before you'd even shared the scripture, Psalm 139, I straight away did think of how we are knitted together in God's womb, that scripture.
Yeah.
And then the line that I love from that scripture is, you are fearfully and wonderfully made, that yeah. God has made us with awe and beauty.
Everybody.
Yeah. The story really, if we think about it for our own lives, speaks to us how God can heal any situation, but also God can go back in time
mm-hmm.
and heal situations that we thought, well, it's just going to have to be left.
Well, her life had been unraveling for so long. And it was like, you know, I felt like Mary basically told her, no, stop. God wants to re-knit you, repurpose you, fix up the mistakes that have happened for you through your fault or through not your fault, you know, through your choice, yes. say.
Yeah.
And he can re-knit and make new and whole what in the past was not.
Mm,
And then she has a great present and future, you know.
Mm.
And then also then the circumstances of being able to be with her mother and re-knit even the practical physical bond between them as her mother was dying.
Mm.
Yeah, that it was very beautiful.
Yeah. But then I think it also goes a step further. You shared how Linda didn't want to attach herself to anything or anyone. But then God comes and gives her healing in those areas of her life. But then the next step is she can take the step to attach herself to God, to give that, you know, to trust in him in her life, when before that her story was, well, I can't really trust anyone for the fear of being rejected.
Yes.
But that God can.
So the abandonment got turned around. Instead of feeling abandoned, she could abandon herself to God.
Mm.
With total confidence in his love.
Mm, mm, yeah, yeah. So it's a beautiful story, and I think we can all take something from that for our own stories, even though we don't have Linda's story.
No.
We have our own stories. So the weekly challenge that I've written down for this week is first to ask Mary, our mother, to pray for us. She was there present for this lady. And then to ask her to send a message to Jesus to visit us.
Yeah.
To come and be with us in our situations. Yeah. So we hope that that chat has really blessed you. We hope that that story has really encouraged you in your life this week. And we look forward to chatting with you again next time. Bye.
Bye, everybody.